Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless.
Genesis 45, so verse 4 says, "So Joseph said to his brothers, 'Come near to me, please.' And they came near, and he said, 'I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt.'" Verse 5 says, "And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life." Verse 6, "For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are yet 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you for a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors." Verse 8, "So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh and Lord of all his house and ruler over all the land of Egypt." Glory be to God. That word should speak to you in a number of ways. Because there's a lot of us that are right now trying to figure out, "God, why did you choose me to be the bloodline breaker for my family? God, why am I the one that no one wants to sit at the table with? God, why do I feel like I have been forsaken and forgotten? Why do I feel like I'm the one that's stuck in the wilderness and bound by Egyptian mindsets and slave?" Deliverance came to Joseph, but it came in a way that looked like rejection. And as this is a deliverance ministry, the enemy has messed with the minds of the people of God to not properly discern their season and their position and the why in which people have betrayed you, have rejected you, have turned away from you, have maybe put you in a pit and left you for dead, so you thought. But really, the one thing we know about being buried and being raised, as we just had baptisms, right, last Sunday service, that it is the process that even Jesus himself had to go through. Because in dying and being buried comes a time and a season of being hidden, of being trained, equipped, cultivated, prepared, and positioned for the promise. That God will sometimes allow you to be hidden, will allow the veil to become before you so that your friends or even the marriage you're waiting for, that the man cannot see you, or the man that's waiting on a wife, that your wife doesn't see you yet because you are buried and you are in process and you may have been put inside of a pit for an appointed time for you to take your seat in the palace. Hear me when I say to you that as Joseph in Genesis, the brothers, you can read that story for yourself, but they had rejected him. His gifts were being acknowledged and seen and heard, and they were not welcomed. And sometimes we go to church and we go places expecting to be accepted because of who we are and what we may know, but because we still struggle with our identities and God, we can't see that the rejection is just a point in the process of being raised. That God has a time and a season that is set for your appointment. That there are divine appointments on the path to the promise that are processing you. And in the midst of your journey, you are being delivered. You're being healed. You're being helped. You are being built up. You are being trained. You are being tested. Because how would God know that I can allow this person to enter into marriage or to manage and steward and take dominion over the ministry if they can't keep up with the smallest assignments that I give them? If they can't be humble and serve someone else's vision. And mind you, when the Lord puts you in a church or in a setting to serve, it is not as a slave, though we are bond servants to Christ, servants nonetheless. And so when God sends us to a place to serve, it is dangerous when you think that your vision is greater than the vision of the head. Right. So when you think that your vision, I'm going to make this a little more plain to those that's maybe not serving in a church or called to a community, but you're called to serve God. So when God gives you the vision and he tells you to write the vision, make it plain, fulfill it, follow my commandments, and you begin to deviate and you begin to wonder and worry about how God's going to make the provision. And then you start coming up with ways to fulfill the vision of God on your own. You are now taking something that A, don't belong to me, to you, that ain't your business, and you putting your business in his business instead of being about your father's business when you're supposed to be drinking your water, being quiet, shutting your mouth, and hearing the vision of the leader and following and serving. But you got a better way. And what about this? And what about that? And I'm not being heard and nobody hears me. Or why isn't this working? And why isn't this that? And things feel chaotic and things feel weird because there's a lot of mixture. And so God may have given us the promise of a church, but God had to watch to see how was I going to steward those that he sent. Whether it was 1, 3, 5, or 12, how is my daughter going to serve me first, the vision I gave her, and serve the people that are called to serve with her? Because before I can allow the doors to open to the more, I need to know that I can trust you. Some of y'all can't even show up to the prayer meeting on time. How you gonna show up to the church house, to a pulpit? People are hurting and dying and needing direction and guidance every day. And your mind is wavering and wandering and you daydreaming. One minute I want to do this and the next minute I want to do that. And now I'm tired and now I think I'm going to serve. And then I'm going to maybe come back a year later. Then I'm going to go to the, I'm going to go over here and I'm going, you know, maybe I should build, you know, this for now until God tells me this, or, you know, and you're not discerning when God says go, when God says sit, when God says be quiet, when God says no, lay low, when God says wait, when God says rest, when God says move. And if he sees you struggling with and not partnering with him, then sometimes the seasons can be prolonged to the promise. They can be prolonged. And then you're mad at God because what he said, and then you take it on as another form of rejection.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $flawedfree on Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.